Welcome to this episode featuring prairies in Minnesota and what makes them so important to the environment and world we live in. Today, we will be discussing numerous things ranging from the evolution of prairies over time, what things are being done now to preserve and restore the small amount of prairies we have left, and what makes them so special to wildlife. Without further ado, let's get into it. This is the Our Inheritance podcast, where we focus on stories about conserving our planet's natural resources. We explore different accounts of wildlife, nature, restoration, and rehabilitation in our changing climate. My name is Carter Cranky, and I am a current senior at the Blake School. In this episode, we'll explore the topic of prairie conservation and why it is so much more important than you might think. Before my research, when I found myself driving and saw the rare sight of prairie land outside the window, I wondered why that land wasn't developed yet. Now, I understand why preserving the little prairie land that still exists today is so important to every aspect of life that surrounds us. Some brief backstory on prairies for the listeners who are not completely familiar with what constitutes a prairie and the significance to restoration efforts is to follow. Prairies can be defined as anything that contains vast expanses of grasses, wildflowers, and a huge variety of wildlife living throughout this area. Before colonization and development of land in Minnesota, there used to be 18 million acres of prairie land in our state, or a third of the total land. But now, there is only 1% of that 18 million acres of native prairies that still lives on today. The importance of prairies stems from the fact that they support many plants and animal species, including endangered species. They extend from just living organisms and benefit soil health along with water quality. On top of all that, they are very important in indigenous communities and provide recreational activities for people to enjoy and connect to nature. Vicky Sherry from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and is a wildlife biologist goes into more detail about the different types of animals that live on.
So prairie habitat is really important for a bunch of different species. So it's good for the habitat, or it's good for the environment. It's good for having a diversity of habitats, but specifically they can benefit grassland bird species, you know, both birds like songbirds that have like benefit from different structure of the prairies. Waterfowl nest in prairies, but also things, I mean, like prairie skinks. We have those on some of our units. So people don't know that we have reptiles in Minnesota that like skinks, like lizards, but also pollinators. So our bees, butterflies, moths, you know, wasps, all that depend on prairie habitat and part of that food chain.
Despite their significance, prairies face numerous challenges. Conversion of prairies into agricultural lands, urban development, invasive species, and changes in land management practices have all contributed to the decline of prairies in Minnesota. Fragmentation of prairies also disrupts the natural processes that sustain these ecosystems, such as fire and grazing. This has resulted in loss of biodiversity, soil erosion, and reduced resilience to climate change. Furthermore, limited awareness and understanding about the importance of prairies and their restoration needs pose additional challenges. Despite these challenges, there are ongoing efforts to restore prairies in Minnesota. Prairie restoration involves bringing back native plants and animals, restoring natural processes, and managing the land sustainably. Restoration efforts are carried out by various organizations, including government agencies, nonprofit organizations, and private landowners, working in collaboration. These efforts include seed collection, habitat restoration, prescribed burning, grazing, and invasive species control. Restored prairies provide habitat for a wide range of native plants and animals, contribute to pollinator conservation, and promote ecosystem health.
Furthermore, when I asked Greg Hawk, a wildlife prairie team leader for the Minnesota DNR, he had this to add about conservation efforts.
Season will be starting up here any day now, especially down in the southern counties. Sounds counterintuitive from an environmental or conservation perspective, but trees in the prairie are one of our biggest problems. We collectively spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars every year knocking down trees or cutting down trees out in the prairie. Trees can actually be somewhat detrimental to a lot of prairie wildlife, especially birds. And then we're also working on things like what we call conservation grazing or haying, using what's called a working lands approach, using a hay mower or cattle to help us manage and manipulate the prairie habitat to benefit birds, mammals, pollinators, everything. So there's a little bit of everything going on out there in the prairie, and there are a lot of partners.
There have been notable successes in prairie restoration efforts in Minnesota. For example, the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources and other organizations have restored thousands of acres of prairies and state parks, wildlife management areas, and other public lands. Private landowners have also played a critical role in restoring prairies on their lands through various programs and conservation initiatives. These efforts have resulted in the revival of native plant and animal species, improved water quality, and increased recreational opportunities for the public. While there have been successes, there are still challenges ahead for prairie restoration in Minnesota. Limited funding, lack of awareness, and the need for long-term management and monitoring pose ongoing challenges. In addition, climate change presents new challenges, such as various rain patterns, an increase of temperatures as a whole, even if it doesn't feel like it with our abnormally long winters, and changing plant and animal numbers, which can impact the success of restoration efforts. However, there is growing recognition of the value of prairies and the need for their restoration, and efforts are underway to address these challenges. I'd like to thank the Blake School Environmental Science Program and research support staff for helping source, cite, and fact-check this podcast. I'd like to thank Greg Hoke and Vicky Sherry for taking the time to talk to me about prairie conservation. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review, and check out the other podcasts in our series. Thank you for listening.